Welcome back to the Empathic Explorations Podcast. My name is Nikki. I'm your host. I wanted to talk about something that has been resting with me for the past few days. Monday, we just experienced a total eclipse, and people traveled miles and miles to have that experience, that phenomenon of the moon and the sun and the earth in total alignment. So if you had a chance to experience that, that's wonderful. It was all over the television on Monday, and I did see it. I observed the reactions from many different folks, and it's felt in a way. And what I recognize in observing their reaction, and even myself watching and being a part of what they're seeing, is a realization moment. Some people, the way they describe it is that they're realizing that there's something other than us. And in that one moment, realization happens, where you realize that you're this very small thing in this very big picture. And however that realization comes, in whatever form or how you visualize it, it's your own unique experience. I think it's okay for me to talk about self-realization today. Maybe it blends into what happened on Monday and what a lot of people experience. A good part of why we suffer is because we have not realized the self or who we are. And the identity that we carry with us, the various identities, the conditioning, when we are born in this world and we grow up and you're taught certain things, those conditionings and that ideation of who you think you are based on your skin color, your gender, all of those things, your social class, everything, whether you're from the north, from the south, from the east, from the, all of this plays into how we see ourselves. It's like that clear blue sky and lots of clouds gathering on a cloudy day, and you can't really see the clear blue skies, or you can't see the beyond. I guess for some people, the eclipse, they didn't see it fully because where they were, they could not see it happen fully. But for people that were in alignment with the eclipse, they experienced that. I think this conversation is leading to that moment when we realize the self, we realize who we are. Has nothing to do with gender, your name, your skin color, because when we experience these phenomena, when we see these things happen, such as the total eclipse, no one is thinking that they are more or less than anyone else. It's something that you experience in that moment. You're all seeing this phenomena in that moment. But then there's something transformative that happens, that feeling. If you are listening or watching and you got to experience that total eclipse, something happens. that you can't really explain. It's something that you feel in that moment. And I think that's self-realization. Self-realization only can be felt. Because when we think about identity, we identify based on physical attributes. So we're identifying something based on maybe skin color, maybe gender, where you live, how much knowledge you have. We're always identifying. One thing I know for sure is that all of this passes. I think the conversation is relevant because you've often heard me talk about the beingness and how to access your joy and your inner harmony and your peace. And you've often heard me say it can only be felt. Well, this is where I'm pointing you to. Self-realization helps us to not identify as much. Yes, for functionality, for usefulness in being on the planet. Nothing against that. But the truthfulness in it is that we are more than our identities. And what I want to bring to you is why we suffer is in that identity, if that makes sense. It's in the identity structure that we create for ourselves. Yeah, because identity is created in the texture of it feels created. Who we are, the reality of that, I have no words for it. Our true realities, I have no words for it. I can't explain it. We're more than the flesh. And that is self-realization, which only can happen, I would say it only happens through grace. It's an experience of awakening, maybe enlightenment. Some of us experience self-realization, or maybe another word, awakening, when we experience suffering in our identities. For whatever reason, we're suffering. And I think it's relevant because when we suffer, we can use the opportunity to awaken to our true selves. When we suffer, that gateway is open for self-realization. When people suffer, most of the time, regardless if you believe that there is a God, there's a universe, there is something higher than yourself, I think when we experience moments of crisis or destruction or desolation, there is something in you that reaches for something higher than yourself. And it's not that for most of us, we're raised in with certain belief system, but I'm not just talking about a belief system. We're reaching for something deeper beyond belief, because your belief can change. This is for certain. So you're reaching for something beyond that. And in the moment that we suffer in our identities, in that moment, there's something there. And sometimes when you're experiencing some sort of suffering, you might not see it in that moment, but after, there's a recognition that there is something there that helped me through all of that. All this talking that I've been doing, It's leading right to this point. When we suffer through identity. And I want you to contemplate that. I want you to see that we suffer through some sort of identity. But in the suffering, or maybe it happens for you after the suffering, there is a feeling of something, something greater than yourself, something higher than who you are. It's just like Monday, the alignment of the sun, the moon, and the earth. I think that recognition, a deeper awakening happened. And so sometimes we suffer, and that suffering helps us to become aligned with our true selves, become aligned with who we really are. And when you are there, when that awakening happens, you don't suffer, or the intensity of your suffering, it's not as great as it was before when your living is based in an identity. And so it's important, beyond belief, beyond religion, beyond any concepts that are created, there is that knowing that there is something above all of that. So that's where the suffering happens, in the identity. But there is a moment of realization that comes that surpasses all of our earthly knowledge. And just as we experience this total eclipse. And here's the thing about that. They say that these total eclipses, you might experience it twice in your lifetime. And what that says to me, that when the awakening comes, some people might look at it as a shift within. Awakening does not happen on the outside. It happens on the inside. The awakening happens on the inside. Change can only happen on the inside. And when you think about it, when that change is happening on the inside, there's nothing that you're seeing, but you feel it. So self-realization can come through suffering. It's not scripted at all. It can happen at any time for many different reasons. But when we suffer, there is something that draws us in and calls our attention to something that's greater than us. And I think Monday, when a lot of people experience the total eclipse, many folks also experience something different within themselves. And that's what we need to awaken to, not just the mere phenomenon of the universe, but the universe inside of us is what we are called to recognize and realize. And that eases the suffering that we go through in our daily lives. And it speaks to our mental health, self-realization. It's an awakening. When you wake up to the truth of who you are, when you wake up to the real self, the true self, you're not living in your conditioning or conceptual ideas. All of that will fall away when you realize the self. That gives you access to your peace. You feel the joy flowing within you continuously. And it's not to say you won't go through anything, but it won't traumatize you, because you realize that what's getting traumatized, it's really the identity, the part of you that identifies. What's flowing in peace is your true self. And that is to be recognized, and that is to be realized. And when you get in alignment with this, when grace comes and kisses you and awakens you to your true self, then you can actually enjoy life. Then your life will become fruitful and abundant. The worries will not dominate your mind. You will have the sense of peace within that's flowing. Don't take my word for it. Prove it for yourself. Prove it for yourself. I thank you so much for listening. I thank you so much for being in the space with me and for giving me time to say these few words in your ears. Thank you so much, and I will see you next time.